Creative Curbing and Concrete. This is Michael.
Hey, Michael. Is Melvin in by chance?
No, he isn't. Can I take a message?
You know when he's going to be getting back into the office, or is he just kind of in and out?
He's in and out pretty much.
I gotcha.
And I never know if the phone rings to me, then I know he's out and has forwarded the office phone to me.
I see. Gotcha. I was just trying to follow up with some financing the business did with General Electric. Is there maybe a controller, office manager, anyone like that I'd be able to speak to? Or?
Yeah, we're a small shop. He usually wears all the hats.
Gotcha.
And the wife, I guess.
Is there any way I can leave a voicemail or email there I can get to leave him some details for when he gets a free minute?
Yeah, if you send him an email, send it to Melvin at Curb, C-U-R-B like boy,
okay.
It, L-V. Melvin at curbitlb.com.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I'll shoot him an email here. I was just trying to follow up on an offer we sent out about 2 weeks ago. I just kind of wanted to see what plans he had going forward. You guys had been pre-approved for some equipment and working capital. Do you know if Melvin's mentioned anything like that?
No, not to me. I mean, but, you know, that's not surprising either.
I see.
You know, I mean, because I'm just a hired help, so
I gotcha. Yeah, if you could just let him know I called, I'll shoot him an email here. It'll have all my contact information. And if he is looking to maybe pick up any equipment or if he needed some capital there for operations or payroll, anything like that, definitely let him know to get in contact with me.
Well, and if you want to call right back and leave a actual voicemail, I can forward that to the office, and you know he'll pick it up at some point. I'm sure.
Yeah, let's do that just so he's got some information on hand there. So I'll hang up there and call right back.
Appreciate it. It's gonna be me, but I'll make sure he gets the message.
I appreciate it, Michael. Thank you.
No worries. Bye bye.